But we are aware of individuals. I know sometimes it may not just be police officers who are being financially influenced. At times there would be persons who may deem it being that, listen, I am sympathetic to these individuals. I see that it's family or for whatever reason, or because you're probably intimidated by the situation. So there will be a number of different reasons why a police officer who may have now shifted and not adhered to his obligation as a police officer may not be doing what is required. The fact of the matter is that I have enough information to sift the sheep from the goat. And again, you can't fire individuals based on that, which is why I made the recommendation. If you recall, just a few days ago, Mr. Steele from the Police Social and Welfare Association said that I didn't get it accurate. Everything I see, I do immense research when I stated that an option to prevent, to deal with this is to ensure that we start to have a contract for all police officers that will come into the police service with immediate effect.